This recording, England 8, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long, round arch, with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born in a small village called Rorton, near Swindon, in the county of Wiltshire, in England. It's about an hour northwest of London. I went to school there, and I stayed there until I was 17, and then I left the area and started travelling around the world. I spent a lot of time in Europe, Northern Africa, and then I made my way to the Caribbean, and I went to the Cayman Islands, and I was a dive master there for 5 or 6 years, and then I got into the health industry and opened a health club over there. And from there, I went back to England for a little while, and then I went to somewhere called the Turks and Caicos Islands, which is a group of islands south of the Bahamas and in between Puerto Rico, the main island being Providenciales, which is the most populated island. Then I went to the United States. I've been here now 2 years. And I own a personal training gym in a place called Safety Harbor, which is about 20 minutes drive from Tampa. And now I am here in sunny Kansas. Growing up as a kid in Wiltshire, I have friends with farms. So I'd spend a lot of time playing on the farms in the hay and stuff. And we go shooting quite a lot. They'd rear pheasants, and a couple of times a year we'd go have pheasant shoots. And we'd go and feed all the animals, feed the cows, and drive the tractors and the combine harvesters, and do everything kind of around the farm. We rode a lot of dirt bikes over there, and I used to race motocross for a while. I used to play a lot of squash, but don't seem to play that over here anymore because the rackets are shorter and the lines on the walls aren't right, so don't play that over here anymore. But I used to play at quite a good level over there in England. I played since I was 7 years old or something, up until I was 16. I used to play rugby for the school. Was a pretty keen football player, and I also used to swim for the school too. Was a competitive swimmer for a long time. And then a few years after that, I started doing triathlon, and I've raced Olympic distance, which is a 1.2-mile swim, 26-mile cycle, and a 6-mile run. And I've also done half Ironman distance, which is a 2-mile swim, 55-mile cycle, and a half marathon, which is a 13-mile. Back in 95, I did the London Marathon, 26-mile run. Nearly killed me, but I did it. We were on the north side, and we were diving on a dive site called Tarpon Alley. And you go down from the boat, you go down a line onto the coral reef, which is about 60 feet. And then there's a cave opening, and you go down in through the cave, straight down to 100 feet. And then I had six people with me. We dropped down into the cave, down to 100 feet, and then we came out onto the wall. When you come out over the wall, you see what's called the Cayman Trench, which is 26,000 feet deep. And as we pulled out onto the wall there, about 15 feet away from us, there was approximately like 10 feet long hammerhead shark. And I gave the signal, which is a hand signal on top of your head like a fin, to show the people that I was with that there was a shark in the area, and told everybody to stay where they were and level off at the level they were at. And we stayed at that level, and the shark swam quite close by us, and it got about 10 feet past where we were, and it turned its body and looked at us, and then it went down the wall.